Welcome to Caring and Sharing, the Advanced Oncology Podcast. My name is Uta Schmidt-Strasburger and I am meeting Professor Reinhard Meyer today. You are a radiologist, but you ventured into venture capital, the CEO of Wiser Capital.
I'm one of the two co-founders and managing directors. I ventured from medical doctor to radiologist to entrepreneur and now to investor. And that's what I'm happy to talk about today. And thank you for having me, Uta.
Thank you. I'm wondering, I mean, radiology is such an interesting subject and there is a shortage of radiologists worldwide. Why did you leave radiology? What was so attractive about venture capitalism?
Well, I did work as a radiologist for over 10 years. So I did my part to serve the medical industry. But of course, I have seen as a radiologist a lot of tech innovation, because as a radiologist, you work with data, you work with imaging data. And it was clear since years ago that innovation, and especially AI, will innovate the radiologist industry. And I found it fascinating how innovation can revolutionize complete sectors. And that's what I was fascinated about. That's what I wanted to be part of, and where I really wanted to start something on my own. And I think as a medical doctor, helping innovation to grow in your own sector in medicine makes a lot of sense.
Sounds very reasonable. And even less fancy than the term venture capital investor. But I was wondering, also, in our study program, you served as a lecturer, first in radiology, then about telemedicine, and your most recent lecture is about AI in medicine. So it means you're still very much into everything that is linked to your originally subject.
Absolutely. And it kind of shows my journey from being a radiologist, starting my telemedical venture startup, which I sold 5 years ago. And now as a venture capital investor, investing in AI startups. So it made completely sense to me to have those three lectures in Ulm about radiology, telemedicine, and now AI innovation in healthcare.
So how should I imagine an entire day of work for you? What does it consist of, the work of a venture capitalist?
Well, it varies every day, actually. That's what makes it really interesting. So as an investor, you have several parts to do. First of all, you have to convince investors to invest in yourself as an investor. So we're not investing out of our own pockets. But we have collected 100 million from institutional investors across Europe, for example, the European Investment Fund, the German government fund, KfW Capital. We have the new German Growth Fund, which consists of European companies such as Generali, Debica, and other significant companies. And we've convinced companies, for example, Bayersdorf AG, producer of Nivea cream, for example, and Bertelsmann, which is a media conglomerate. And to convince those institutional investors and companies, you have to do a lot of work. And of course, first of all, they ask for your track record. So have you done investing before? Have you found your own startup and sold it successfully? And then, of course, have you a nice team that really has value add for other startups? And then have you a correct setting? And to get all that, that took us probably 2 years to get to the point to close this money. And that's, I think, especially in the beginning when setting up a venture capital fund, the most work to do. collecting the money for the fund. Second part is, of course, how to spend the money again, which you have collected. And to spend the money, you look at pitch decks and innovative people, entrepreneurs across Europe, across the world. We are looking at more than 1,500 pitch decks a year. And we look at them, we look at successful entrepreneurs, we look at ideas in markets which are big enough for scaling, that is big enough for a big exit, because we have to invest 100 million and somehow we want to have it back with a surplus, maybe. And then, of course, we look at the purpose. Does the innovation make sense? Does it really help? I mean, we are investing with focus in healthcare industry. So does it make the life of patients or doctors easier, faster, more efficient? And that's what we do look at. We look at 1,500 pitch decks. Then we select the 1%, the best 1%. And then we talk to them. We meet them. They come and show their products or, yeah, show their software platform or show their idea. And then that's the third part. If we have decided to invest in somebody, then we, of course, we provide them with not only capital, but with our own experience, with our networks, and help them to grow, help them to find other co-investors, help them to enter new markets, for example, from Germany to France or from Germany to the United States. And at the end of the journey, we help them to go public or to sell the business. And that's a very inspiring and rewarding work, because it means to work with people who want basically to change the world, who are inspiring with their new ideas, who want to help revolutionize sector. And that's what makes my day really fun.
Well, as someone who is very interested in lifelong learning, I imagine that you are doing that on a daily basis as well. So lifelong learning is something very exciting. And of course, I'm excited about whatever I do, but I'm even more excited to learn about these opportunities.
Yeah.
So how do people approach you, or how are you being contacted by people who want to make an invention or have made an invention? So how does it happen?
Well, you can contact me by email, reinhard@yzr.vc, or via our homepage, yzr.vc, or via LinkedIn. That's probably a very common way nowadays to approach people you don't know. Or the best way, of course, by a warm intro from somebody I know. That's probably the very best way.
Okay. The funding bodies that you've named tasked you with what you're doing. How are you answering to them? So what's in it for them?
For the innovators and entrepreneurs who sent me a pitch deck?
No, for the KfW or for Beiersdorf or Bertelsmann.
To our investors, to our limited partners, as we say in the venture capital words. Well, we told them that we, first of all, will provide them with financial return. Mm-hmm. But that's, to our investors, not as significant as our point that we give them access to digital innovation in a sector across Europe. So we show our investors all pitch decks, all innovation, all entrepreneurs we are seeing. We connect them with the digital health world. We invite them to events. And then at the end, we give them the opportunity to co-invest. So they are already invested. But then if they see a company they're really convinced of and they would like to buy at the later time point, then they are able to co-invest with us and increase their stake of ownership. And at the end, they are on the table earlier than other competitors, for example, and can buy this innovation right away. So that's an advantage of knowledge by investing in a venture capital fund.
Okay, so you're still a service provider, just as in your primary profession?
Exactly, always service provider.
And you are yielding a high return for anyone who invests in you.
I do my best and I try my best.
That's great. So thanks a lot for joining me today. And I have learned quite a lot today. And thanks. I hope our listeners do too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Uta. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.